So a quick note on the resource state. So what's important about this one is that we're going to get into a neurological state of relaxation, and then we're going to begin to, in that space, we'll be more receptive to whatever suggestions we want to make. That's kind of how this self-hypnosis and this and hypnosis works in general. Okay, we relax, we go into a brainwave state, which is more receptive to the things that we want to say to ourselves, to activating the mental and emotional energy that will help carry us to the outcomes that we're seeking or desiring. So in this case, the resource state will allow you to connect with a time recently when you felt a certain elevated emotion. Okay, you choose it, whatever that is, be it, you know, freedom or joy or confidence, appreciation, gratitude, whatever it is, you'll bring that forward in this meditation, feeling it as if you were feeling it as a past memory. Okay, we know how to do this. We can go back and experience memories and feel either, you know, what they were at the time. Bad memories come forward a lot. In this case, we're going to go back and relive one that had a positive impact. Feel it in your body and then anchor it in as a resource state, okay? So whatever comes to you here, I'm going to say, you know, pick a symbol, pick a word, pick a color. Maybe some of those come to you, maybe they don't. For some people, that really helps lock in that sensation and that feeling. Okay, so just allow whatever comes to you, as I suggested, to be there. Okay, this helps really ground it in your body. So we'll anchor that in your dominant hand, and bring that hand to your heart. Okay, the heart is where the body experiences the most expansive of all feelings. So when we call it the heart center, it's just that aspect of us in our body that generally feels good when it is alive, when it is awake, when it's expansive. So we want to really cue in on that heart and the hand there with that resource, with the word, with the symbol, with the phrase, really helps to ground that in there. Okay, so then we bring in our spiritual connection. We always want to do that with these kind of things because, you know, if that's an important resource for you, then having it, you know, kind of witnessed by your resource, it really expands that area and makes us way more receptive to receiving the, you know, the hypnotic suggestions that we make here. Okay, so the next one, the more important part of this, is doing a future focus. So not only do we focus on a sensation that we've already experienced from a past event, but now we want to project that into the future as if we are already experiencing more of that sensation. Okay, so feeling, sensing, imagining what your future will feel like as you unfold more of this same sensation, more of the same experience. What will you be thinking, feeling, doing more of? What will you be receiving? And this is an attunement, right? So this is an alignment with what we want for ourselves for the future. So as we focus on that, we change internally in our body, our neurology, our chemistry, and we're connecting neurons. We are conditioning the body for a future that we want right here, right now, in the present moment. And by doing so, the body doesn't know the difference between the future experience and the present experience. So we're literally priming our body to create the neurons for an experience that we have yet to have. And believe me, you come out of a resource state like that and you will feel much more energy to do the things necessary to bring yourself more of that experience, right? Not only that, but that sort of focus will begin to attune you to the resources that are already here in your environment. That have been there all along that maybe you haven't paid attention to or noticed, and suddenly they become assets for you to support and help move you along. Okay, so be gentle with yourself as you do this. This is about conditioning, and conditioning, just like physical conditioning, takes time, and it takes practice, and it takes endurance, and it takes commitment. Yourself to do it regularly so that your body can memorize a new state of being. Okay, and that new state of being is going to be one that is aligned with potential and possibility for your future. So do this in earnest, you know, set your intention before you do the practice. Be clear about what it is that you're intending from this, how this aligns with your purpose, with your goals. Remember, goals just being the action steps that bring about the intentions that we're creating internally and the purpose and the ways in which we're enacting that intention. So be curious about what comes from this process, about what it feels like, and know that the more you practice this, the easier it's going to be to drop into those feelings and sensations and lock those in as resources. Okay, take it from here and give it a shot, a good earnest shot at developing, you know, the capacity and the resources to bring you to your highest end. All right, cheers.